Hello and welcome to episode number 2 of Fresh Ubuntu. Inside, we're going to take a look at some of the things to consider when making your switch and how to plan over your switch from Windows to Ubuntu. So, with that in mind, let's get started. Here's a list that I found from the Ubuntu.com help section about what you should consider before switching over to Ubuntu. You should ask yourself, does Ubuntu support your computer hardware? And by hardware, I mean everything from the memory to the screen to how much RAM you have to all the other peripherals that might be or could be attached to your computer. Also, does Ubuntu support the software and the file formats that you use? And if not, are there alternatives available? And can you convert those file formats to those formats that are compatible with Ubuntu's software? You should also ask yourself, where can I go to when I need help? Or if something goes wrong or something later on down the line happens to go haywire? And is there a systematic way to seek help if I do run into a problem? Also, you might want to ask yourself, am I just going to go ahead and jump right in and do the whole migration all at once, or should I do it in stages? And of course, before doing anything else, you should back up all your files before you think about even installing Ubuntu, or any other software for that matter, onto your system. So as you ponder those questions, you might want to make yourself a list and sort of a timeline of your plan to make your migration smoother and much more stress-free. Of course, I didn't make a plan, and I was just so excited about getting something on my computer other than Windows that I just went ahead and decided to go and do it. But for the most part, I am following a plan of action that Ubuntu recommends. In my case, I've already downloaded and installed Ubuntu, and I checked out the live CD before I even put it on my computer and was pleased with it. Of course, I downloaded it, tried to get it on my system, and of course, as you heard in my last episode, it failed, and I had to go to the alternate installation method. Secondly, I should have checked my hardware support before I installed anything, or maybe did a little bit more homework, because I did have a few problems with my Wi-Fi and getting things to work properly under Ubuntu. Now, the next things on my list is to migrate all my files over to Ubuntu. Now, all my files, meaning my documents, my music, my pictures, and all the ancillary files that go along with everyday use of your computer. This also includes bookmarks and emails. But before I do that, I got to make sure that all those files are supported in the Ubuntu environment. Now, since I'm migrating from Microsoft Windows, I do use Microsoft Office, and most of the documents, well, actually all of the documents, are supported under the Ubuntu environment, namely OpenOffice.org, which is their Office suite that is installed with Ubuntu. It does support document files from Microsoft Word and spreadsheet files from Excel and PowerPoint files from PowerPoint. So I had that covered. Also, I take pictures and save them in JPEG format, which is a universal format, so it was also as well covered and supported under Ubuntu. And all I had to figure out was all my MP3s and MPEG movies. And now the MP3s and MPEG movies are unfortunately not as well supported under Ubuntu, although they're available to you. However, in the U.S., because of patent restrictions, the legality may be questionable when you do or if you do install something that supports MPEG or MP3 files. So you might want to check in the country that you live in to see if that is legal for you. Next, you're going to want to make a list of all the software that you use or would like to use, basically on my home computer and also on my laptop. I use basically Microsoft Office, Winamp, and Windows Media Player. I also have Mozilla Firefox and Quicken. So those are basically all of the software that I use on an everyday basis. There's also a list of software that I would like to use. So now I have the list of the software I use. Now I want to make sure there is equivalent software for use under the Ubuntu environment. And fortunately, for my basic needs, there is. And in fact, comes installed with Ubuntu from the live CD. Since the MP3s are not supported, or at least the legality is questionable at this point, I've decided that I will convert all of my MP3s to Ogg Vorbis, which is an open source file format for music. So I've got my list of software, I've got my files identified that are either supported or will be supported. Now, what I need to do is make sure I get all my data onto a DVD that I want to take from my Windows computer and put it onto my Ubuntu computer. Make sure I burn it onto a DVD, and then make sure I test the DVD that everything that was copied correctly. So now, once you've decided that you are going to install Ubuntu onto your desktop or your laptop, you'll want to gather everything that you have, the live CD, the data DVD that you just made, and get ready to install and migrate over to Ubuntu. And at which point, all you have to do is pop the live CD into your laptop or, in my case, laptop or your desktop, and reboot. And from there, the installation will walk you through it. After the installation, you'll want to take that data DVD that you made and dump all the files in there into your home directory. So that should complete your migration. Now, you'll want to also check to see if the software that you need is loaded onto your system, and if not, you'll have to use the Synaptic Package Manager or apt-get to install the software onto your system. And one last thing, if you're the type to save all your emails, you might want to take all your emails with you onto your new system or onto your new Ubuntu system as well. That way, you can have everything that you would have used under the Windows environment also under your Ubuntu environment. So good luck with this. Plan carefully and make sure you visit the Ubuntu website, because it has a ton of information. It's at www.ubuntu.com. That's UBUNTU.com. It has a section where you can download the live CD or the installation file, the ISO file, and a place for support. A little tip for software, for a place to find some software. Now, I know that you can also get software from the Add and Remove Manager or the Package Manager, but you can also get them through a website. And the website I have, the link that I have here, is called www.gnomefiles.org. Now, it's a lot like the equivalent, I suppose, would be like downloads.com. All the software are categorized under headings such as audio and video or scientific, and those files are freely downloadable onto your computer. They'll have to be added manually, and we will go through that in another episode. But make sure you go and check out gnomefiles.org. One final note. If and when you encounter a problem, be sure to go to the help forums on the Ubuntu website. There's a lot of information there. However, the main drawback is that there's also a lot of information there, meaning that your answer may be in the help forum, but searching for it could prove to be frustrating. And if you are unable to find a solution to your problem, feel free to ask. The atmosphere there is very conducive to friendly conversation. Next week, we will go through installing a program, aka a package, using the default Add and Remove Manager, the Synaptic Package Manager, and manually installing a file downloaded from GNOME file.org. Until then, goodbye.